This is Pastor Billy Burke, and I trust that as you open up your heart and your spirit, that the powerful combination of God's written word and anointed music would touch you in the deepest place in your being, that you would be encouraged and strengthened, that you would be healed, and that you shall be made whole. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand, and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Let there be a resolve in the deepest place in your being. That resolve of the question, does God want to? Yes, he wants to. And yes, he is able. Reach for him right now as he is reaching for you. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed him, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in all of Israel. The promise of his word still speaks today. It speaks to you and to I and to all that have ears to hear. Let us elevate his word high above every other word, high above every other report, opinion, and statistic. Let his word be settled in you that's been already settled in the heavens. Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, and saw the minstrels and the people making noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Jairus was not controlled by what he was seeing with his natural eyes. He refused the fact that it was over. There was no heartbeat. And there was no pulse. But he chose to leave the final say with the Lord Jesus. That's where the final say belongs. Not with him, or her or them, but with the Lord. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. Do you believe that he's able to do this for you? Do you believe? It's not a matter of your race. It's not according to the gender or your status, or certainly not your age. Jesus said, according to your faith. Your faith is what determines your destination. Matthew chapter 15, verses 22 through 28. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Do you ever feel like you've made too many mistakes, that you're not good enough, that you haven't been to church enough, haven't prayed enough, haven't even read your Bible enough, and here you are, you need a miracle? Do what this lady did. She said, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. He is rich in mercy. He doesn't heal you because you're good. He heals you because he is good. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 3 through 12. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come near unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and they reasoned in their hearts, Why does this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them,
Why reason ye these things in your hearts?
Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has the power on the earth to forgive sins, I say unto you, Arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine own house. And immediately he arose, he took up the bed, he went forth before them all, insomuch they were all amazed, and they glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion.
Allow yourself to be carried. Sometimes you can't get to where you want to go by yourself. Allow every prayer, every touch, every kind word, every song you hear take on new meaning. For all of these virtues and all of these extensions will strengthen you.
Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he saith unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them, with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, Stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Stepping out from the crowd, in front of family and friends, unashamedly, is where miracles begin to happen.
Thank you.
Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about the press, and he said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, Who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be made whole of thy plague." Everything we need is within reach. Rehearse within yourself, "I can touch him." Again and again, "I can touch him." Again and again, not with my hand on his garment, but with my faith, "I can touch the Master."
Thank you.
Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 13. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and he said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. When Jesus touched her, her bones began to move within her frame. Every bone, our blood, our cells, our organs, our tissue, all move at his touch. When he speaks and when he touches, everything within our body can be moved. Believe in his touch right now. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourself unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, which he saw that was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving them thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. He said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Jesus is both the healer of the condition and the cause. He is not a Jesus of temporary relief, but rather he's a Jesus of permanent removal. Receive today healing from both the condition and the cause, that you too shall be made whole. Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 2, 3, and 5 through 9. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of folk, of the blind, the halt, the withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there how long, in that case he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him and said, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, pick up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. On the same day was the Sabbath.
Giving up is not an option. Quitting is not an option. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Out of all of the many that laid around this pool, favor fell on one man. It was his day to pick up that bed and walk out of where he had been. And today, may his favor find you, fall on you, and take you out of where you are into that new place.
John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, and he said, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made a clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by the interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and he washed, and he came seeing.
And you say, why me, and why now? Why should this happen to me, and how did this happen to me? And God knows how to stage and bring forth a miracle in your life. He knows how to take the good and the bad and to bring out His grace and His glory. He knows what eyes should see it and what ears should hear it. He knows how to stage this supernatural event that changes everything in your life. He is the God of change. He is the God of intervention, and He's intervening right now. Irregardless of how this may find you, the season that you may be in right now, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, wants to reach deep into your soul. He wants to reach deep inside of you and begin to restore and remove all the pain, take away all the disease. He wants to take away all of the dysfunctional issues that rivet into your life in this time. But always remember that He is a unique Jesus and you are a unique person. And sometimes he touched people on the inside, and then he touched them on the outside. Some he touched on the outside first, and then he went and worked on their inside. Some of them he had to physically touch, and sometimes they had to physically touch him. Sometimes he came while their condition was in the early stages, and sometimes he came whenever they were in the late stages, even death itself. Sometimes he came to conditions that were so serious, terminal issues, long-term paralysis, serious quality of life threatening issues, and yet other times he came and healed the common fever. As you can see that Jesus moved in a myriad of ways that he brought his healing love into the people's lives. Do not limit him in this moment. Do not restrict him for one way or this way or your way. But lay on the altar not only what you want and ask of him to do, but in the very way he wants to bring it about. He is faithful. He is faithful, and he's able to perform everything he's promised. He sends his word to bring healing to you in this moment. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Matthew 9:29, then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. John 16:23, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Matthew 19:26, but Jesus beheld them, and he said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. My friend, I pray that this has been a blessing to you, that you would richly receive this engrafted word which is able to save you, deliver you, and heal you in this very hour. And please, above everything, remember, God is not upset with you. God is not angry because of what you're going through or the season that you're in. Do not become a divided kingdom. Remember when Jesus said that a kingdom divided cannot stand? You cannot play the blame game, blaming yourself for this or for that, or because you did this or you didn't do that, and this is why this has happened. And you can't be divided. You've got to be united. Sure, you may have made some mistakes, but remember, He's able to make all grace abound toward you. Satan is a liar. He is the father of all fear. And I pray that every seed that's been planted in you by him or by people that's used by him, I pray that these seeds of fear would be all uprooted. These thoughts of fear would be canceled and uprooted. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would strengthen my friend and release a wave of wonder-working power. That intervention in the body, the intervention in the mind, intervention in the emotions, even now would begin to manifest. And there would be a peace from on high that cannot be explained. That pain would begin to vaporize. That disease would begin to leave and go away. And that God, all signs of recovery and all signs of restoration would begin to take place even in this hour. I thank you now, Master, for touching, for speaking, for healing and making whole all that hear these words. For our God, He is God. He is King of kings and He is Lord of lords. In Jesus' name, amen.